Thinking of Molly's older brother, Lori frowned. Quinn's an architect. Why in the world does he own a backhoe? And why would he think he can fix it himself? Molly waved a hand. You know those geniuses. They think they can do anything. I told you he's building a house up on the pass, right? His backhoe won't start, and he needs to finish the groundwork before winter. He'll start the real building next spring. Wait a minute. You mean he's building it himself? I assumed you meant he was having a house built. Nope. He says it helps him relax. Who the hell relaxes by building a whole house? Could he be more of an overachiever? When Molly looked as though she was going to get riled up, Ben tugged a lock of her blonde hair between his fingers. Some of us don't have your artistic abilities, Moll. He flashed her a private smile that relaxed her immediately. Molly wrote erotic fiction for a living, which used to cause stress between the couple, but apparently Ben had come to terms with her job. Very pleasant terms. Lori managed to hide her envy by turning away to straighten up her tool chest. Not that she was interested in Ben, she just wanted some hot sex of her own. Looking down at her striped gray coveralls, she didn't feel very hopeful about her prospects. I'll run up to Quinn's this week, she offered. Where is he exactly? His driveway's right at the snow gate on the aspen side. Turn left, and the site's about a quarter mile in. Nice, Lori breathed. Quinn must have been doing really well with his architectural firm. Only 34 and building his own mountain home with the gobs of money he'd made designing mansions for billionaires. After arranging to meet Molly at the bar on Friday, Lori got back to work on the Ford. She enjoyed fixing cars. She really did. Her father had put her to work on an engine when she was just 6 years old, and she'd been doing it ever since. But she'd never planned on working in her dad's garage, her garage now, her whole life. No, that hadn't even been a possibility when she'd left for college at 18. But now, it was all hers. The garage, the tow truck, the snowplows, the old dump out back. A bounty of unwanted mechanical glory. Lori sighed and slammed down the hood of the car. Life wasn't fair, but she was a big girl. Well, actually, she was way too short for her taste. 5'2" and petite, which posed a problem when bossing around drivers and mechanics. But she was her father's daughter, stubborn and realistic and not inclined to whine. So after his accident, she'd left college, painted all the trucks lavender, and taken control of the business. When Lori turned the key in the ignition, the Ford roared to life, bringing a sad smile to her face. This was her job now, and she was good at it, and that was that. She backed the car out and parked it in the gravel lot, then noticed that Ben was walking toward her, alone. Hey, she called as she jumped out. Did you lose your girlfriend? No, she's over at the market. I actually need to speak with you about something, but I can come back tomorrow if you like. No, this is fine. No problem. What's up? Once she'd locked up the car and met his eyes, he tilted his head toward her house. Why don't we go inside and sit down? Are you kidding? She asked with a sharp laugh. Her dad was gone, her mom and grandparents long dead. A cousin lived somewhere in Wyoming, but if Lori was his emergency contact, his life was even sadder than hers. She raised her hands in confusion. Did you find out about that bank I knocked over? Because that was years ago. Childhood hijinks. Ben pressed his lips together and stared, so Lori just shrugged and walked toward the house. Maybe one of her mechanics had been caught stealing cars or something. When she let him through the front door, Ben gestured toward the couch. Oh, come on, Lori scoffed. I think you should sit down. Ben, this is ridiculous. Just spill it. He finally gave in. All right. I've been looking into your dad's case. Lori's heart flipped over and made an awkward landing. What case? He glanced determinedly toward the ratty couch again, then seemed to shrug into practical mode and plowed straight ahead.